Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International and Hannah's Alpha and Omega Outreach. I thank God for all the people that called in and for all the internet listeners. Please continue to listen to the music and I will be right back. Glory to God.
Your very word,
speak to me,
oh,
Glory to God. We are truly lost without him. We can't walk. We can't talk. We can't please. No one will see us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, tonight I have a sermon from Prophet Frederick E. Ward, Sr. Glory be to God. A man of God that's flowing in the anointing for deliverance, and he have a word in his belly. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So sit back and enjoy the teaching. And Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, that you would give us a word, you would give us a scripture that would just meditate to our hearts, Lord God. Give us something to think on, Father, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone line, over the internet, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you that no one before against us shall prosper, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the word tonight go forth and explode in our spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and glory to God.
So get in a place of comfort, but get in a place of alertness. What do you mean? Amen. Why was somebody on the camera? Let's go. Amen. Get in a place of alertness. Alertness means you always, you're ready to go. You're ready to move. Amen. A place of comfort, but you got, oh, okay, it's time to go. Alertness means I'm ready. When the signal says go, I'm ready to go. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, let's give her out a hand of praise today. The title of my message today to you is Coming Soon. It's coming. It's coming soon. Those two words, coming soon. If you will, quickly turn with me to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians 4:19. Amen. Philippians 4:19. Praise the Lord. You have it? You're going to read it together. Ready? Read, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. First of all, realize that word need is not plural, but it's singular. Understand the process of God. God will supply one need at a time. Understand that. He will supply one need at a time. Now, let me get into what I really want to talk to you about. God is the supplier of need. God is the supplier of need. Say that.
God is the supplier of need.
So anything that you need or have need of, God is the supplier. First of all, need is talking about necessities, not wants and desires. Amen? Because can I tell you something technically? When you truly give your life over to Christ, you have no more life. You have no more desires. Just like this. When you get in a relationship with someone you really love, guess what really happens? Your desires become their desires. You desire to please them. And it's the exact same way in God. Because, see, God knows what you have need of before you ask it. So if I will begin to desire and put my desire in him, and not worry about the desires I have, I found out if I seek the kingdom first, if I do the things that please him, if I acknowledge him, then he responds by supplying my needs. Then he responds by adding to me the things that I need. If I take care of him, he then will take care of me. But if I start talking about my desires, then I'm in a place of selfishness and I'm thinking about me. So in order for me to be in that place, I got to refute what God is saying and say, you know what, I need and I want this. I found out that when I'm walking up right before the Lord, God will begin to give me stuff that I wanted. I never said anything about it to him. But he gives it to me. The car I wanted, I didn't ask for it. I didn't. It was nice. I had a desire for it. But my desire was to do your will, oh Lord. Then he began to start directing me in different places. Coming back to where I want to go. Now, we find that my God shall supply my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. They are in accordance to his riches. Amen? They are in accordance to his riches. What does that mean? He supplies your need from his supply. God supplies your need from his supply. And seeing that he has a never-ending supply, then there'll be a situation where there'll never be an ending to his supplying to you. You got to understand that he's according to his riches, not your riches. If it's according to what you have, he can't supply anything to you. And if it's according to what you have, you can't supply for yourself. Because you came in this world with nothing. The Bible says you shall surely leave with nothing. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's in accordance to his riches. And then we find out that the supplying of the need of God comes through Christ. There are protocols and things that we must follow according to the word in order to get the things God is asking for, that we're asking from God. We understand order. We understand protocol. We understand you go into McDonald's, you go and get it in a line, you go to the line to make an order. The order is sent back via computer. The person who fills the order, they give the order to you after you have paid for it. Then you retrieve the order and do what you want to do with it. We understand order. God is a God of order. Say that. And you must follow God's order. Here's the fact. Everything that we need in life already exists. Even if it ain't even born yet. Even if they ain't putting it assembled yet. Everything you need already exists. And I'm talking to spiritual people. Because we are not human beings, but we're spirit beings. We have to understand that. See, the reason why science and faith can't work together, because science is based on facts. Period. Everything about science is based on facts. But the spirit for us is based on faith. Now faith is. Things are because I go through faith to get them. Faith is the avenue I travel through to get to the things that already exist. Because they don't exist, science says they're not. But if I go through faith, they exist. Hello, somebody. Ephesians 1. You literally got to turn one book. That's all. Ephesians 1. Amen. Too much talking back there. Have them sit in the seat. You need to be playing. Ephesians 1. 1 and 3. And it says this, blessed be the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, where? Amen. Shut that thing down. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He has blessed us. Now, isn't that past tense? Wait a minute. He has blessed us. He did it already. He blessed us with heavenly gifts or heavenly blessings. Now watch this. Here's something we really need to hear because I said that wrong. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Your provisions and the things that you need exist, but they are spiritual. They already exist where? In the spirit, in heavenly places. He already supplied you with everything you need, but because we don't understand, number one, that we are spiritual, and then we need to learn how to think spiritual, we can never cause the things in the spirit to come into fruition on earth because we don't travel through the right avenue, faith. And in order to activate faith, let me tell you something. You must see it.
Oh, come on, somebody.
You have to see it. But I'm not talking about seeing it with your physical eyes. Faith are the contact lenses for the things that God has for you. I probably can't see it physically, but I can see it spiritually. Again, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are a spirit being having a humanistic experience. You must understand that you are a spirit being, and that's one reason why we're having such a hard life in the flesh, because if you live in the flesh, you reap corruption. But if you live in the spirit, the Bible says, you reap life eternal. So he has, now watch this, who has blessed us? God has already blessed us. Blessings, provisions, provisions are spiritual. They already exist in heavenly places. Turn with me to James, the first chapter. James 1. Turn it back towards in right after Hebrews. Amen. James 1. I'm going to back up what I said with another scripture that backs this up. Amen. James 1:17 says this, every good and every what? It's from where? And it cometh down from the Father of what? With whom there is no variableness, neither any shadow of what? Every good and every perfect gift comes from above, which supports the blessings, spiritual blessings that come from heavenly places. Every gift that you need comes from above. Your blessings already exist, but they come from where? Above. They're in heavenly places. They're in a spiritual realm. You got to understand, that's why in the spirit, the Bible tries to get you to understand that you can be planted on the earth and begin to bind up things in the heavens. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound where? You have control in the spirit realm, but you keep on missing things because the frequency is too high for you. And so what happens is it goes over your head. You remember some things you said to people that go over their head because they think a little bit too low and they ain't getting it? And that's what happens in the spirit. A lot of things that happen go past us because our sights are too low. Number one, the blessing of God are gifts. The thing about gifts is gifts are not loans. He wants to give them to you. You don't return a gift unless it's the wrong size. Come on, somebody. Amen. So God wants to give you gifts, not loans. He wants you to have it for your own benefit. He wants to supply the need that you have. Hallelujah. Number two, every gift of God is good. Every gift God gives you is good. God cannot give you an evil gift. There is no evil in God. There's no evilness in God. Amen. Isn't it interesting how you can take good and take an O out of it and get God, and you can take evil out of D to it and get devil? Hallelujah. Every gift of God is good. Now watch this. Number three. Every gift is perfect. That word perfect means complete. It encompasses everything it needs. So when you get it, it's everything. It's total. It's complete. It's not a half. Come on, it ain't half blessing. He doesn't give it to you one piece at a time. When the blessing manifests, it's everything that's supposed to come with it. Sometimes you have stuff where people are assembling things. I've gotten some things in the packages, like a bike or whatever, and got two of one other same thing, where I've also got a package where I was missing one of the things that they said. See? So now that makes that package incomplete. Your gifts are not incomplete. The blessings that God has for you are not incomplete. So if someone in your life or something in your life is not complete, it is not of God. Can I sidebar for a second? Sisters, God is not going to send you a man that's incomplete. I didn't say perfect. Brothers, God is not going to send you a woman that's incomplete. They have, they encompass everything they need to be what you're supposed to be. But you got to understand something. Then when it talks about perfect gift, in order for it to be perfect, it must mature into what you need. And a lot of times what you do is you take the cornbread out the oven without touching the center. Some people don't cook. Let me go back over here. Amen. How many of y'all know we touch bread or cake in the center? If it's not, it means it's not cooked. It's not complete. So you're going to slice into it and get cornbread and then batter. And so what happens is, that person might be for you. That thing might be for you. But you grab it on it before it's complete. So when you get something incomplete, it's not ready. Because of desperation, we settle. Some blessings you got to put back in the spiritual oven and say, it ain't ready. Or watch this, I'm not ready. Some of you all are not ready to receive what you want from God. You can't handle it. I want $1 million. You can't even pay your aid check. Come on, somebody. You can't even pay your Link bill, and Link is free. You can't pay bills on time. I know it's extreme. What I'm saying is you're not prepared to receive because you have made no preparations to be a receptor. So what happens is you get these things, they fall through your hands. It's like blessings in the spirit, but premature blessings are like sand in your hand. Just falls through the cracks. Moving right along. Number four, the gift is, that's what it says, the gift is. So every good and perfect gift comes from the God, Father of life, which is no variable or changing. But we find out the gift already exists from above, which denotes heavenly places, which kind of confirms the word that the gifts of things, the spiritual blessings that we have already exist. Amen? They already exist. Five, watch this. They come down from heaven. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from God, from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights. So the Father of lights sends the gifts down. But there's some things in your shelf you can reach out for. And some of us who's height challenged, there's some things in your shelf you got to reach up for. Everything God has for you is up. And you have to extend to reach up. See, what happens is we think God is like a mother bird. All you got to do is lay in the nest and she's going to go out and get the worm. Does not happen that way. God does not operate that way. Nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. You must get up and go after the things of God. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will seek wise counsel or acquire wise counsel. That word seek, acquire means you go after of it. You must go after the things that belong to you. And you sitting there waiting for the Brinks truck for somebody to get a flat tire and they explode and money just fall all over the place and we are rich. That will never happen. But will happen is the thing that you make happen. You must cause, glory to God, you must cause a disruption in the heavenlies so that it will release the things that God has for you. Man, where you been? I've been fighting the Prince of Persia. I heard you 21 days ago. But I had to fight in the heavenlies because the demonic forces are trying to resist your blessings. So what you have to do is learn how to heat up your spiritual sword so that when you begin to stick it into the enemy's gut, it pierces like hot fire. Glory be to God. That sounds violent, don't it? Like that. Glory to God. What number am I on now? Six. They come from the Father of light. He's the Father of light. You must understand what light does. Light travels. Come on, someone. Light travels. And light travels at a speed of whatever, 96, whatever it was. I forgot what it was. And that's a long time ago. I used to know last year. I forgot. But it travels from God. It is trying to tell you how your blessings come. Your blessings come like light when you know how to, watch this, manipulate the system. Oh, my God. Manipulate in the sense of learning how to work it, how to use the gift. When you take a screwdriver and stick it into the screw, you begin to manipulate the screw by turning the screwdriver. That's what I mean by manipulate, not something deceptive. Amen. Now watch this. Two things about that from the Father. That says there is no variableness of changing. That word variableness means he's not fickle. You know what fickle people do? They change their mind without notice. We in the car, we think we going, y'all think y'all going to the club. Let's see, you know, over there at the ballet somewhere. How do you get over here? I just changed my mind. Did you let us know? God is not fickle. God doesn't change his mind. If he's set to bless you, it's going to be what he called for it to be. He's not fickle. That's what variableness means. And then it says, it has a trope in here. A trope is when you take one word, it doesn't actually mean what it says, but it means something. You use it as something else, you know. Amen. I could say something like, that's heavy, but it doesn't mean it's literally heavy. What it means, like, it's sharp or it looks nice. You know, somebody say, you dress to the nines. Well, of course, they don't have nines on, but we're just saying that they look nice. That's what they call a trope, T-R-O-P-E, trope. Someone say trope. Good. I want you to learn new words. Trope, a shadow of turning is the trope he used. The trope he used is shadow, which simply says, talks about turning, but it's not, his emphasis is not on turning, but it's not even a shadow of turning, if you understand what I'm saying. It's not even a hair of turning. It's not even one iota of turning. See, when it talks about turning, it's talking about turning in the sense of the revolving around, like the moon around the sun. There is no shadow. There's no hint of turning with him. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. No hint. He does not change. I'm the Lord thy God. I change it not. My goodness. Grady would say, good goody goo. Before there is a Walmart, before there is a Walgreens, before there is a McDonald's, a lot of times there were vacant land. So you see a vacant land. But unbeknownst to you, people have gotten on that vacant land and determined to do something there. They go out on the vacant land, and that person has a vision of a Walmart. Every day you're driving by. You see the land, and guess what you see? You see empty land. That's all you see. And you drove by that for 20 years. It's just been vacant, nothing. But someone one day went and stepped on it, and they saw a Walmart there. But you're still traveling. But watch this. Let's show you how spiritual things work. You didn't know that a Walmart was going to be there until the developer put up a sign that says, coming soon, Walmart. 20 years have passed and passed this vacant lot or this vacant land, you saw nothing. But because someone put up a sign that says coming soon, you begin to look there and begin to envision in the spirit a Walmart. Hello, somebody. You look over there and you can see a Walmart. You see it already complete. You see the cars. You see the parking lot. You have an idea of what it's going to look like. It's instantly, as soon as you see the sign, your spirit man begins to develop. Let me tell you something. Imagination is very spiritual. Imagination is when we fixate images in our minds to see things that other people can't see. It's called a vision. So God has things in our life that are coming soon. It's a clear vision. And you guess what? Once you see that vision, you begin to discuss it. You know there's going to be a Walmart over there. It then begins to heighten expectations because now you're looking every day to see the progress of the development. Jesus, come on, somebody. I'm just getting blessed because I see it. And every day you drive by, you're looking for them to break ground, and you see the trucks and the things, the mass of earth-moving machines that excavate the dirt. And even though you see the machines moving the dirt, guess what else you still see? You still see the Walmart. You see it. Just a sign changes your vision. Now they break ground. Before they break ground, I said they start playing that sign outside. You begin to see that vision. Now, what is this that I'm doing? I'm operating in the principle. Turn to Romans, the 4th chapter. I'm operating in the principle. I'm operating in the principle. This is a good point. I like this point. Someone say principle. Glory be to God. When you get Romans 4, say amen. Right now, let's go to 17. Romans 4, 17. As it is what? I have made thee a father of many nations before him who believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as what? There's a principle that you have to see it before it exists. But let me tell you, thank you, Lord. Let me tell you what it means when it says they call it those things. They call it those things means before it exists, you call it by name. I like that. I missed that, Lord. I guess they're a little tired today. Walmart don't exist. It doesn't exist. But yet, you go tell somebody that there's going to be a Walmart before there is a Walmart. You call it by name. So that somebody else, even without being the land, at the land, they begin to what? Envision the Walmart. Because you call it by name. Revelation, understanding. You have to learn how to call the thing that does exist, that don't exist, by name. I guess I missed you on that split. It does exist, but it don't exist. It doesn't exist in the natural, but in the spirit, it does exist. It is a reality. It is a fact. And that's why scientists miss it, because they don't go into the spirit. Oh, come on, somebody. Because the fact of the matter is, if I see it, guess who else sees it? God sees it. And people that have the imagination will see it too. People that can image it. Oh, glory be to God. I thought that was a good point. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, why don't we have what we say? Why don't we see it? Let's turn to 2 Kings and find out somebody had that problem. Somebody else had that problem too. Man named Gehazi, he had that problem. So we're going to talk about that problem just a little bit. Amen. Let's talk about that problem. Hallelujah. Second Kings 6:15-17. You have it? Watch what it says. I hear papers turning. Amen. Second Kings. Praise the Lord. We should be sharing Bible, saints. Should be sharing. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, and host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? My God, look at all these people. What are we going to do? He's getting excited. He's starting to react. Hello, someone. Someone said react. He's starting to react. Bless the Lord. But in his reaction, Elisha or Elisha begins to respond. What Elisha says? Elisha says this. And he said, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Amen? They that be with us are more than they that be. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me the man of God's servant, all he sees is the army encamp about him? See? But the servant, but Elisha says, I don't know what you're looking at. I see that, but I don't see that. He began to call them they. You know why he called them they? Because they exist. Then God prayed for him. Then Elisha prayed for him. What Elisha did? Elisha said this. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, what? Open his eyes. That he may what? Wait a minute, I thought he saw the army. Well, maybe there's another eye that he was talking about. You got to get with people. It's okay for babies to cry. Amen. Until we get the mega ministry with the nursery. Amen. Because I called it. And I see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen. I see it. But you don't see it. Why? Something wrong with your vision. God, open his eyes. Take him out the flesh and put him in the spirit. Isn't it interesting that how we can sit in the spirit, and we could be in the flesh, but go in the spirit? I could be here. Sometimes God takes me places. Y'all think I'm kidding when I say that, don't you? Yes, I do. I'm going to stop this. Let me stop. I'm going to take you. I'm going to prove you what happens. Let's go up a verse. Let's go up and see what Elisha tells you so I can confirm that God does that. Mm-hmm. Now, here we go. Verse 9. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying what? Beware that thou pass not such and such place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him and saved themselves there. Not once, but what? Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled. He was mad for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? In other words, somebody, one of y'all a traitor. One of y'all telling our business. One of y'all is a spy. Which one of y'all going out there telling what I'm about to do so I can't get them? What's what they tell them? Verse 12. And one of the servants said, None of us, Lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest where? So Elisha was going in that bedchamber telling everything. He was going to their meetings. Do we believe this? The man of God was going, I don't even want to put this on tape. But I've been places watching folks talk about me in the spirit. You don't even know I'm there. They don't want to believe it. He's talking some creature stuff. Some spooky stuff, some spangooly. Amen. God will take you in a place in a vision. Now this is for people who have gotten that thing developed. I was sharing with Brother Ren. I know he was just sitting in amazement watching his pastor. He said, Prophet, how you just prophesy just on and on? I said, because I started off going, and the Lord said, and the Lord said, yay, God. I started out like that. When I was 13, 14 years old, that's how I used to prophesy to people. Here come the double Sunday, the double Sunday. And I see the guy going to do this. Here come the double Sunday. And then I began to move slower and begin to ride my bike with training wheels. And God began to take training wheels off. And there's still some levels I got to go to. And I want to get to. Amen. And so now you can prophesy the word like this. This comes out. You got to realize that was over 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I was kind of and hear the Spirit of God say, can I love a no, you cannot say God. But I, please. Getting back to the message. The message for this message. So now we find out that God opened his eyes. His eyes was impaired vision, would cause him to react. Can I tell you something? Listen to this. No matter what you go through, if you stop panicking, the Lord would give you a vision of deliverance. He really would. I was going through some personal things at home and concerning my house, and the Lord would begin to show me my son playing. But at that time, he was a toddler. He showed me him walking around, which lets me know that you're going to be here at least that long. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying to you? But you don't want to see that vision because you say, clean. Go back. I don't want to worry. I don't see nothing. God's showing you a little subtle vision. Oh, God. He gives you a coming soon vision. Just hold on to this. God will literally have you walking into that rat, roach infested apartment. And you walk in, he'll show you your house. But you get so I'm looking at all the roads to the rat. No, oh God, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, stop your kid, open the door, be the doorman. So somebody missed it. Come on, somebody. Amen, they didn't see the door, you didn't see the doorman? Oh God, come on, somebody, hallelujah. Come on, see the butler opening the door for you. Come on, open the door. Thank you, the butler. Thank you, God. You have the day off. Who calleth those things that be not is actually who calleth those things by name. Call it by name. Glory to be to God. This is my 4-bedroom, 5-bathroom, 2-car garage house. I live in a ranch house. I live in a 2-story. I live in a mansion. I drive a Mercedes. I drive a Bentley. I work in a Fortune 500 company. I'm an employee of that company. I'm an employee. Are you hearing me? I don't dare today. I'm going to keep on preaching whether you like it or not. Honey, you got to get a vision of what it is that God wants you to have. Hallelujah. And what you do is you hold on to that vision. You remind God, God, you gave me a vision. Hallelujah. See, I got a vision right now. I'm going through some things. I said, Father God, you already showed me 2 things in my garage, my truck and my car. I thank you for that vision. Oh, glory. Come on, say. I hold on to that. And I begin to prophesy. Now God's starting to show me doing my 4th of July cooking in the home. I see that, Father God. I prophesy that you a lie. I begin to speak what I see in the spirit. I'm not looking at the flesh. Because if I look in the flesh, I reap flesh corruption. Honey, please. I got to raise my vision. Y'all trying to pull on me another way. Somebody needs to hear that. You ain't employed because you don't see yourself. You ain't out of debt because you don't see yourself out of debt. You ain't married because you don't see yourself married. I ain't talking about lusting. You see yourself having sex. No, that ain't God. I said see yourself married. Amen. See yourself. Uh-oh, watch out. I'm going to get behind you. Cooking and cleaning. This is the island. I don't do all that stuff. This is the devil of the lie. Because women still expect men to take care of them as well as men. Says, come on, I got my own money. Okay, your money don't keep you warm at night, baby. So let me move on. I'm moving on to the left. Amen. Beyonce say to the left. How you know that? Because I work at a high school and the kids sing everything. Not that I listen to Beyonce, please. Amen. Now, a coming soon sign. Let me go back to this. Let me give you another fact. Fact is this. Fact. Someone say fact. If you can't see it, God can't either. If you can't see it, God can't see it. And if you can see it, God sees it. God comes in agreement with everything you see. If you never see yourself moving out the projects, guess what? God says, I don't see that because you don't see it. You got to see yourself moving out of where you are to the point, okay, you go pack one box and put something in there and tape it and write bedroom or bathroom. This goes in my bathroom. This goes in my third bathroom. Oh, I'm talking some stuff out there now. I'm out there for some folk. Amen. I'm out deep in the water and I ain't sinking. Amen. I'm just walking. I ain't got to look down because I've been just walking a little bit too long to know God will do what I ask him to do. Amen. I'm going to come and find out your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Show me what your purpose and your will for me is so that I can accomplish the things that you call for me to do. Amen. How you got to see yourself signing off on the house. You got to see yourself moving out the place before you can see yourself moving in. Come on, somebody. See, y'all joking, but see, I think woman of God just got to do it. See, you got to, you got to cause a human response to a spiritual fact.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. A human response to a spiritual fact. The spiritual fact is I'm moving. The human response is I practice my own. I go home and practice signing my name on my mortgage. I know I'm kind of weird. I would, you know, normally when you go buy a car, you sit in front of a person like this. So I would see myself, let me borrow your pen. I see myself on the table signing my name, and I would go home and practice that. And I would practice talking to him. No, I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I don't want this. And I practice writing my name. I practice looking at the sheet. See, you don't see it, but I see a sheet. And I'm looking at the, come on, somebody. Amen. But see, then I'm going to get to the point because, see, what I believe God for now I'm to the point where they say, how much? Now I'm pulling out my checkbook. Say, how much? $39,000. Okay, let me write your check out for $39,000. I don't need no finance. I got money. Come on, somebody. Here you go. Here's the car. It's a check. Well, you know, we got to wait for this clear. No problem. You want me to do an electronic transfer? It's there already. Come on, somebody. Amen. I said, I'm going too high for some people. Amen. You got to see yourself paying cash. Can I tell you what the Lord had me do at 3? Well, it was like 12 o'clock yesterday. Amen. He had me go outside in my neighborhood and stand in front of my house and speak to my house. And I said, you are paid in full in the name of Jesus while I'm in my socks out in the cold. You could do everything. When I was cussing folks out, wasn't that people didn't say nothing crazy? Come on, so when I was acting a fool, when we wanted to fight all the time with nobody, I'm a ghetto kid. I'm in front of the hood. What we doing? Like nobody thought I was crazy. Hey man, you got folks switching harder than men switching harder than women, hugged up and kissing all in public now. And so now I'm looking crazy because I say, in the name of Jesus, you are paid for in full in Jesus' name.
Yes,
I speak to you. Then I got even angrier. See, y'all going through some. Oh God, I'm going through, Lord Jesus. You ain't coming by to help me, Lord. Oh, God, honey, I stopped looking at that vision. I got a new vision. I started seeing the army. So then I went from outside to inside. I went to my truck and my car. I said, both of y'all are paid. You ain't going to ever get repoed. You ain't going to ever get taken. In the name of Jesus, I speak. I said, never!
Yes.
And I begin to tell the north. I begin to tell the south, the east, and the west, give them money, favor that belongs to me. Hallelujah. I'll rest you in the spirit that you may manifest in my hand and in my pocket. Manifest now. Oh, somebody need to find something to tell it to. Manifest now. Ooh, glory to God. See, I ain't getting nobody respond after that one, but I don't care. I did it myself. Nah, you said like you were a punk. Oh, come on, somebody from a little suburban kid. But you got to be aggressive in the name of Jesus. I go tell God, I say, God, I command in the name of Jesus. See, some of you all don't know everything. But see, I'm going to tell you what I do because I'm going to say it so fast, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. They're going to probably bleep this out. I'm going to give you half. I know my routing number. I won't give you my checking account number, but I know my routing number is 0710000013. And I call in the name of Jesus money to my account. Money coming to me now in the name of Jesus. Because I believe God. I believe what he says in his word. I'm living by faith. Hallelujah. $21,000 out of my budget, but my mortgage is current. Oh, glory to God. Shekharobo Sunday. And I'm at the point right now, if they took everything, I still don't believe them. Because they did that already. Oh, glory. Ooh, you ain't going to praise, I can praise them all by myself. God, we worship him. Because your word is strong. Your word is true. He'll never leave you. Never forsake you. Young, young, oh, never. Have I seen the righteous forsaken? I see begging bread. I cannot fall. You ain't hear what I'm saying? Oh, glory be to God. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Let me help my members out so they can understand I ain't tripping, but I'm saying what you say. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Devil, you a lie. Hallelujah. Is it the second tense? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn and watch this. People have said, I never fall. I'm telling you this. I will never fall. And they can go back. I'm going to take that Benz right away right now. I will never fall. I say that with such gumption and attitude and confidence because I've been saved 20 plus years and God has never forsaken me or anything. I made some mistakes and some stuff he let me fall in, so I not fall me to fall like I'm saying, but let me go through so he can say, look, this is what you should have done. But watch this. See, you didn't realize the Bible until turn to 2 Peter. So I got an attitude adjustment. I got an arrogant attitude. You think my success are wrapped up in things, and they're not. More you, Jesus. And I said, I prophesied, and I continue to prophesy. I told God, on my truck, I said, God, I see $3,000 played this week into it. So somebody got $3,000, give it up. Hallelujah. Okay, what you got? A credit card, money, give it up. You just ask for money, baby, because I understand the word of God. If you down here, guess what? You don't see. You don't see. Amen. He has even. 2 Peter, you got it? Verse 10, watch this. Wherefore, the rather, brother, give diligence to make your call and election what? Now, if you do these things, you shall what? Never fall. Someone say never, never, never. As long as you are operating in the area God has called you to operate in, if you're in the place God called you to be, doing the things God called to do, you will never fall. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, quickly. I didn't even have these on the board. But I got to take you places so you can see the word, so you can see why I'm jumping up and screaming like this, because I believe this. I believe it. I believe I hold on to the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. I hold on to the word of God. It's the same thing that let me lay hands on people that got AIDS. I ain't afraid. I'll never fall. Come on, somebody. And I have to do that before. Praise God. Amen. I'll never fall. No matter what happens to me in the physical, I will never fall. I got to keep on prophesying that. I got to keep on saying that. Oh, glory to God. I got to build up my faith and my confidence in that, that I have totally sold out to God. Do you understand? God. I ain't saying everything is perfect. But when you get over $4,000 per month out of your budget, and God still keeps you. They just pulled my credit the other day. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1, that account. 1-1-1-1. And some of these 1-1-1-1 when I had none. Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let me dig my feet in. What did I tell you? 2 Corinthians 9. As a matter of fact, go to 8 and 9 first. I'm going to give you these two scriptures. I pray these over myself because I'm rich. I am literally rich right now. I got money in the spirit. I don't know about what the other guy got money in the bank, I don't know about him. I got money in the spirit. Help us, Father. I see that. 8:9 says this, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what?
Rich.
For your sake he became what?
Poor.
That you through his poverty might be what?
Rich.
So you're supposed to be what?
Rich.
Someone say, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
All right now. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't do no Rick James. Come on, moving on. The second one. The second one. Let's go. Number 9. Amen. Now watch this. Verse 8. You got verse 8? And God is able to what?
Make all grace.
Now, we're not coming back. Come back. When you write the underlying grace, but right above it, what it really means, favor. So when we read it again, take grace out and say favor. And God is able to make all what?
Favor.
Abound towards you. That who? Someone say that me. Say that I.
That I
always have a what? All sufficiency. Not sufficiency, but what? All sufficiency where?
All
may what?
Abound.
I pray that prayer every day.
Yes.
God is able to make all favor abound to me. That I have all sufficiency in all things. It may abound to good works. The word abound means to have enough to spare, not to have enough. God is El Shaddai. He's more than enough. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our God who's our provider. Come on, someone. So I say that I call on, so you got to realize that they call on covenant names. Praise the Lord. They call on covenant names. And when they begin to call on covenant names, whatever they need it from God, that's why God said, I am. You can't put him, what is I am? He is what you need. Call him that. Amen. You need some money? Money! I need you. Deliverance. Deliverance! I need you because I am deliverance. I am money. I'm bread. I'm water. I'm life. He came and told you that. I'm the door. He told you, whatever you need him to be. Come on, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. You need a husband? He is. Call him husband. Hello. I am that I am. I am what you need. I will be what you need. Call upon me in covenant. Oh, God. That's another teacher for another time. Jesus Christ. Coming soon signs and sight want to expect. Coming soon signs and sight people for expectation. You become excited because incited because you know something's about to happen. And it causes you to begin to look at the vacant lot, the empty land, and see the completion of what the sign says. You see it in its completion. You even see yourself going there to shop. You say, that's good because I ain't got to go all the way down on 54th Street. I can come on up here now. You start changing your, y'all in the spirit with me. You start changing your plans based on the sign. I ain't have to go down the 5 block. I can go right here. They're all going to be right here now. That's good. You start getting excited about it. You start saying, whew, about time. Amen. Then the process. So we're going to talk about the process of the manifestation from the spiritual into the physical. First, there's a sign of what is coming. There's a sign. You begin to see the sign. You begin to see the vision. And there's another type of sign. Let me tell you something. When you're getting closer to the thing that God has you for, the devil kicks his heels up more. When the devil starts messing, God starts blessing. When stuff started getting crazy and you know you're living right, I got a call today, yesterday. Well, we're not going to be there tonight. We're going to tomorrow so we can go to Dr. Harris's. So if you can try the same thing, go ahead. Go ahead. Go down to Dr. Harris's. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to say anything about it. Why are you calling me anyway? You got your papers. Hello, somebody. Don't you understand what the papers mean? That's it. Just sign and go. Amen. And I was going to the devil, call. So I ain't got the call. Psalms 25 and 21 says, let uprightness and your integrity preserve thee, for I wait on thee. Hello. I wait on the Lord. That went on somebody's head, but they'll pick it up sooner or later. Then once the sign is coming soon, they begin to build a structure. And the structure looks funny because you're trying to figure out what room is going to be what and how they're going to do this, and they got beams, and they got this, and still got dirt and all this other stuff. And can I tell you something? that they complete before they actually complete the building is the parking lot. So they make the parking lot. And they kill you with the lamps so you can see the parking lot. See? Because they got expectations of people coming. Axiom is build it and they'll come. You start seeing the formation of it. And then once the building comes up, you can now see what the other guys see. And it's a Walmart, but it's a different type of Walmart. Although you saw a Walmart, but okay, fine, now I got a vision of how it's going to look. Then the next sign they do, they take away coming soon. Then they put up a sign called opening soon. Uh-huh. Opening soon means that it's completed per se, but the shelves have nothing on them yet. They're still doing the wiring and whatnot. We're almost complete. Are you hearing me today? Almost complete. Almost complete. And then the next thing, once they go with opening soon, they change the sign to grand opening. Grand opening means we got the shelf stocked, but it's not yet that date. Hell, come on, somebody. We got a date that we are going to open, but says going to say grand opening. Grand, that's what it says. Grand opening does not mean it's open. Grand opening lets you know it's about to open. Come on, somebody. And then the final phase of that, when they have a sign that when it says open for business.
Thank God tonight for the word that walk forth, glory be to God. If you're on the phone lines or on the internet and you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I accept you in my heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe by faith that Jesus died and rose again in the name of Jesus. I accept you, God. Change me. If you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. The angels rejoicing. We are rejoicing. You go to www.kingdomdaughters.org and put the comment box, and we would love to send you a Bible. Hallelujah, Jesus. Again, I thank God for all the internet listeners and for all the ones on the phone line. And you continue to have a blessed evening and good night.